fire system overall loose ends that we could at least bring into the subject, just to be familiar with some of the nyana that I think are worth obviously investigating. The Iyun, if you had more time. Tomorrow we begin Chazar. So Chazar is a lot. We're going to go back to, where did we last go until Ramileh, right? And that's what? Yeah, you Ramileh Bayel Rava, Dav Zayin, Amud Aleph, right? That's where the city began. And then you have the Inyan of Maaseh Sheni, Yukvidul Kamei and Zayin Amabeis, and then you have B'shalolam Hin Shamin, B'shaloin Shamin, Anto Ches Amud Aleph. Then you have the sugyas of Ishaskis and other sugyas of Shibudim. And then you have Rav Huna, and we head over here on Tav Tes Amud Aleph. So figure out how best to go about it. You have a week, and Mr. Shem will all do very well. But it's a lot to chazer. Okay. Okay, so the sugya brings in Machokas, Rav and Shmuel, regarding Achin Shechoku, Lekucho Sein, or Achin Shechoku Yorshin Hein, Ravasi's Mesupik. The Gemara in various places has told this inyan, this machokis, in whether yesh beira, ein beira. It's not mentioned here in Rashi, it's mentioned by the Rashbam Bava Basra, but it's based on various sugyas where the Gemara connects Rav Yochanan, who holds Rukucho Sein, with the shita of ein beira. Beira is a big sugya in Shas, many different Gemaras that discuss beira, but beira means, putting it simply, whether you can clarify something retroactively. In other words, it's some kind of a chalos, or some kind of a designation that you do now, and it's not clear exactly what it's taking effect on and what exactly is being designated, and it's going to be dependent on something that will happen afterwards. Based on that, you can say that this was in fact the designation at this point retroactively. It could happen if there's a person who's making a tanai, let's say by Erevin, Erev Tchumin, I want to be able to travel 2,000 amos in whatever direction, but it's going to depend on, you know, something that's going to happen later, which direction the chacham comes from, and so on. Other things, it could come in if I want to be mafrish, trumas and maiseris, and I'm not exactly saying exactly from where, shnei gulish and asid lahafrish, I want to start eating from whatever the food is, whatever in the barrel, but I'm not exactly saying where the trumas and maiseris are from, but it's going to be taken later, and it's viewed as if that was the hafrasha from now. And of course, we have other sugyas. It's actually comes up later in Osun Bavakam and Meruba, Samach Tes, Breira, Ein Breira, comes up in Beitza. One of the kashas that maybe we'll soon come back to is, how do we hold a Breira? And how does that square with, let's say, what we hold over here with Rav and Shmuel? In terms of Rav and Shmuel, so the way that it would seem at first glance, Rav who holds Batla Machokes, that's Yorshin. Yorshin Dami means it's possible to say that when the Chalukah is done by the brothers, so it's viewed as if what each one gets is what was destined for them from the original time of the father's passing, and therefore that is in fact their Chalak, that's called Yesh Beira, that's where Yorshin Hein. Kuchos Hein means you don't hold that there. You don't hold that, you can assume that that was what was Magialo Mishari Shona from the first point. And therefore, it has to be viewed as a transaction of sorts, kilukuchas dami. The Gemara, and I think I mentioned yesterday, maybe I made a mistake in which direction, but the Gemara, Kedushin Membeis, Paskins Mefurish, kilukuchas dami, and that's Shitas of Yochanan. But that sounds like it goes with the Manda Amar of Ein Breira. Now, the Shaila is, what's the halach, though, as far as Breira is concerned? That's Gabi Yovel, for example, that's Paskin that way. We hold Batla Machlokas. Batla Machlokas sounds like Yesh Beira. The Gemara says Mefurshin Bava Basra, Batla Machlokas. The Gemara in Beitza seems to say the Bidoraisa. The Gemara in Beitza Lamed Ches. Didn't know the Maskana Sa Gemara, what it ends up saying, but the Gemara is told it maybe Bidoraisa versus the Rabbanan. At the end of Beitza it comes up. The Gemara is Machali between Bidoraisa versus Midrabbanan. So, all this maybe we'll soon get to. Before we get to it, it's on Daf Lamed Ches in Beitza. The Gemara says at the end, that the Rabban is Breira, but the Raisa ain't Breira. So it's a big shaila, exactly how to paskin about Breira, and how to paskin, and how to work out the shittas in terms of the different inyanim that you have over here. What we're soon going to see is that it could be that when we say Yorshin, we say Lekuchos, it doesn't have to mean exactly literally like it says. It's some aspect that we're saying within the Rav Shita of Yorshin that has to do with maybe some idea of Breira, but it's not Mamish. It's somewhat Lekuchos as well, because otherwise Breira won't be able to work by itself. Or maybe in the other direction, the Lekuchos doesn't mean exactly Lekuchos. We'll see the two different places in the Rush on this. Let's maybe start as follows. Start with the Rif, because there's a problem that the Rishon deal with in the Rif. The Rif uses the fact that we hold like Rav to shed light on the earlier case in the Gemara, which we had the two brothers, one is Yorish Karaka and one is Yorish Ksafin. The Rif says, Ukvai Ifsika Hilchasa, I have it in bold for whatever reason. Ukvai Ifsika Hilchasa Behedir before the Mishnah of Kosha Chafti. Ukvai Ifsika Hilchasa Behedir Perakome Ukhavir Base Korfani Machalach Kirav. The Gemara says in the first, the Hilchasa Batra Machokas. Okay. So now the Rif says, if that's true, Hilchach, Ugabe Shnei Achin Shecholku, Echad Notel Kaka Bech Notel Ksafin. The first case mentioned in the Gemara, right? So there, Ubaba Chobinato is a karka. Dina who the also high Vishako Paga big suffin, Gomati Idahomema, Lahaki Shaki suffin, the Imignavilo Mistam Minach, Lahaki Shakasar, Dimitrofo Mistam is Minai. Okay, what the Rif is doing is interesting. When the Gemara mentions that case, and initially thinking that Ravasi meant Ksafim Harenke Karka means that the Baal Ksafim has to reimburse the Baal Karka when the Karka was seized by the Baal Chov. The Gemara had two questions. Two is shown us and what the reason the Gemara didn't accept that as being the Pshat for Ravasi. The first was Pshita Haibra Haibra. So we don't have to tell it to me, it's obvious. The other Pshat in the Kasha, according to the Talmud and Talmud, was said at a different time in the Beis Medrash and they accepted it then as the Kasha, is that Adarabba, that the person can say, the Baal Ksafim can say, what do you think I took Ksafim, you took Karka? I took Ksafim because of the risk that it could get stolen, you took Karka with the risk that it can be taken away and you can't come against me. So okay, so you have these svaras. You have to know which svara is correct. So seemingly, that issue, the din, should not be so clear that the Baal Ksafim has to reimburse the Baal Karka, right? Comes the Rif and says, well, look at the next Gemara, next part of the Gemara. What is the case, says the Gemara of Ravasi? The case that Shnayim Shechoku, and they both took karka, and the Baal Chov took away the karka from one of them. And Machokas, Rav and Shmuel, Ravasi, and we have Rav's Shita, Batra Machokas. Says the Rif, if we hold in the second case, Batra Machokas, so now we know how to paskin the halacha in the first case, of Ksafim and karka. What do we say? That the Baal Ksafim doesn't have to, that Baal Ksafim has to reimburse the Baal karka. And he can't say, Lohochi Shakri. This is why I took suffering. Fact about more. What is it of talking about? I mean, Batra Machokas is nice and well. That's for the second case. But the first case has its own logic, and you have two Rishonis in the Gemara. Either Pshita, or that's the first Lashon, Pshita, so then the din is clear that he has to reimburse. But there's another possibility in the Gemara, Ikadami Adarabba, that he can say, I don't have to give you back anything. Hachi Shaki suffered. So how does the Rif know, first of all, to Paskin like, the first, like the Pshita Kasha, not the other Kasha. And moreover, and how does he use the fact that the second case is Halacha Kerav, Batra Machokas, to reject that Svara that possibly is a valid Svara that he could say, I'm not paying you back, Lachi Shakik Safin. That's not a Svara that applies by Karka, as we saw in the Sugya, maybe the both in Apotiki, whatever it is. But here there's a reason to say that I took suffering for that you can't come back against me. So where does that svar get lost? That's a major problem that the Rosh here and the Ramban are trying to deal with. The Baal Mor raises the question on the Rif. Says the Rosh and the Baal Mor, you see, Kasa Rav Alfasi, Kvayim Tzuki Hilchis, as we just read, Hilkoch Agabi Shnei Achim, V'lo Anher L'Harav Taima B'hai Memra, T'kamedami Dina Shnei Achim, Medin D'Shlosh Achim, his Girsa. It's a whole other Indian. His girsa was in the first case, Shlosh Achim, but the point is, how can you compare the cases? The Haloshavu Tamayu, They're not the same. Behedu chazin and begemar de lo damu hadadi. The shaklin of tarvino lememar efshe b'sfir lo ravasi b'shneach and dekeukech shelo b'achvayis dami. And yet, by the case of shlosha achi in the first case, yikol memar dumu kiyoshim dami k'tami derav. Basically, what do we do with the Rif? So the Ramban says something interesting in the Mochamos. Amar Kosev. Ivra time of the Moran Nihiri Tfe. To the contrary, he said, Lo Nihira, Lo Anhirainin. He's very clear. In a nutshell, the Ramban wants to say that the two Lishonos earlier in the Gemara, do we say Pshita Hybra Hilabra, or do we say the contrary, that he could say Hachi Shaki Safim? All that is within the question of Lukuchos. If you say that they're Lukuchos, then we have to know what was the Umdina. But if we go with Batra Machokes, which is Rav Shita, and Rav Hos Yorshin Heim, so then automatically that Svar falls away of Lukuchos Shakli. Then automatically the din is going to be the same in an earlier case. Let's see how he says it inside. So since we say this is what was left by the father, so then batl machlokes. But what does he say? Just to see the key word, he says, if you say Yorshim Havi, then we say Hayu Doris Ahoravuan Bechom Nili Batra Machokis. Go to the next paragraph. V'akshinan Pshita Haibra Hailabra, meaning like this. Devadu Kuchas Be'achrayis Nina. The svaras of the Gemara, on the one hand and the other, Pshita on the one hand, or Adarab on the other hand, are all svaras within, was there achrayis, was there not achrayis? Because right now we're thinking, achin shachoku kuchosin. What the Rif is coming from is from a different direction. He says, we hold like Rav. So now Yarshan Havi. So now the svaras no longer are relevant. And more specifically, the svara of l'hachi shakik safim is not relevant. So he reads in the Gemara as follows: Pshita Haibra Hailabra. So now you have to think through what the Gemara's kasha is going to be. Let's think that. Rav Asi. Rav Asi is saying Safna Renke Karka. So he has to reimburse. So Gemara asks: Pshita Haibra Hailabra. The Vade Lukuchas Beachrayis Ninu. Obviously. He's not silly, he's foolish that he would take the karka and he's not going to get half of the ksafim. Then he asks the other way around. You can't learn Ravasi this way. There's going to be at least a half that he's not going to be able to get to reclaim. At least a half he won't be able to reclaim. And it's mashma, ksav merinke karka, that he gets back how much? A half, in other words. And he should only be getting back maybe a quarter. If Rav Ashi, remember, if Rav Ashi is misupak, achin shechoku, kiyoshinu kukuchos. So what's the Gemara's kasha adarabba? The Ramban has to read the kasha as follows. Adarabba, how can you tell me Ksamarinke Karka? That he has to reimburse. Whatever he has to reimburse. He has to reimburse, the Balksim has to reimburse the Baal Karka. But how much? The full amount, the full half. Half, in other words, his half. He shouldn't have to reimburse because the tzad of Lukuchos should for sure be viewed as Lukuchos with or without Achrayis. In other words, it should be viewed as Lukuchos Shiva Bachrais. So the Kasha essentially is, on the side of Yorshim, that's the whole point where the Rif is coming from. Yorshim, you can't say any Sfas Lachishaki Ksafin. Yorshim, Batl Machokas. Lukuchos, we can debate the svara one way or the other. So it comes out, the Ramban has to read the Gemara's kasha, is Rav Asi is misupik, if the Yorshim or Lukuchos. But Rav Asi would be saying, Safna Renke Karka, that he has to give back to the Baal Karka, right, half of what he paid, the Balchov. But he shouldn't have to pay back half. At most, he should have to pay back a quarter. Okay, without going into everything inside, that's the basic answer of the Ramban. Okay, so I want to think just one nakuda in this Ramban, in terms of what the Ramban is saying. He's saying something interesting, that the Svara al-Hachi Shakli cannot fit within the idea of Yorshim Hein. This taina that the person has, that the Baal HaKsafim has, that I'm not going to have to give you back because I took Ksafim for a reason, and you grant me the fact that it's not going to be have to be reimbursed what's taken from you. That's only if you hold Kilkuchus. And therefore, the Rif is good, because the Rif is saying, but we hold Gagami like Rav. We hold Bat Machokis, which means Yarshim Havi. And therefore, the Rif can ignore the Svara of Lachi Shakli. But what does this mean? And perhaps, how does it tie in maybe to the way we were learning the Sugya? So I was thinking just one Nakuda, maybe just within for this Ramban. We had the approach of Rashi versus Rav and Muki Yosef, and what it means, Bat Machokis. Rashi learns Batul Machokis means Hashneim Lefroch of Asaviyam. They both have an obligation to pay the debt of the father. And therefore, that means that I paid with your karka. You're also having a right to pay from the collective estate, and I ended up paying with your part of the chov. And therefore, I have a tefillah on you to give me back. The Muki Yosef's pshat is that the Yerusha is batel, because it's kahuka betos, because I can only be entitled to my part of Yerusha to the extent that you're getting legitimately your part of the Yerusha. If the Baal Chok took some of yours, then that's not part of what is your Yerusha. Therefore, I can't legitimately have this entire part, because it means that you didn't get the full part that's proportionate to mine. L'chora the Ramban is going like, which pshat? What do you think of the Ramban? I think that's really the Muki Yosef Svara, the idea that Batra Machokes Kiyarshim Dami means that it's a Chaluka Bitos. So the point of Ramban be as follows. When can you talk about an Umdina that we would say that the brother who took Karka is conceding that the Baal Ksafim doesn't have to give him back? Because after all, you took a risk, I take a risk. That's it. So you don't have to give me back. I don't have. That's if I'm relinquishing a claim on you. So see, Rashi, for example, holds. Rashi has no problem saying Yarshim, and also saying the Svar al-Hachi Shakli. There's no contradiction, because according to Rashi, Batra Machokes means that I have a claim on you because you have to pay the chov, just like me. I can get back. If we have a svara that maybe the person says, I took Safin for a reason, and therefore you can make that claim against me. Why does the Ramban hold that if I hold, this is only a svara if it's Lukuchos, but if it's Yorshim, then the svara doesn't hold. Then Lumaisa, it has to get unraveled. Why? Because it's not like I have a claim on you and you could say, well, I surrender the claim. It's like, Memela, there's no Yerusha. You have no Yerusha. So therefore, Lachi Shaki doesn't speak to that issue. Because it could be that the Ramban's vort, that the reason why the Rif can compare the two cases and say that if I say Yorshim, I hold Yorshim Hein completely like Rav, then the Svara falls away, is Dafka contingent on the way the Ramban understood Batra Machokes, which is Alderach and Muki Yosef. The Svara that person, the other brother, would say, I'm not going to come against you, is only a Svara if it's a Tviya against him. But if it's Mimela, there's no Yerusha. You don't have Yerusha. So, of course, I have to get that karka. That's one nekuda maybe to mention. That's within that part of the Ramban. The Rus here also addresses the Rif, but here he says something different. Here in the Rus, we're going to see the Svara of Rashi, but in a different context than in the Gemara. I'm not going to be mazbi the Rus. I'm just going to say the words. And then, you know, in terms of the particular nekuda of what the Rus means, in one respect, how he answers the Rif, I'm not really clear shat on. I'm not really know for sure. But it opens up the door for something bigger in terms of the other Rus. What is the Rus right over here? He brings the Rif, talks about why the Rif ignored the first lashon of the Gemara, of Lachishakli, but the second lashon of the Gemara, of Lachishakli, usually we go at the second lashon. But he says, the two svaras are equal. I'm going to get a bit halfway through the Rus, Siman Vav. Shtei svaras chalukos ozu, svar rishon iker. Okay. Mid hachazin on Gemara Perg Beis Kor, the pasak hilchas akira adam batl machokas. Even though we usually hold like Shmuel, the dinei, the mitam de il sabad yesh breira, well, if they kavasei, the kain melon de bedel raisa ein breira. So here is beginning to get to the question of how you square the psak of Rav with the psak that we hold bedel raisa ein breira. Rav holds batul machoke sounds like yesh breira, bedel raisa, and here we have the shita the bedel raisa ein breira. So here the Rav says ella, and this is going to connect back to the Rif. The svara mochletasi. It's a definitive svara. The yasmi kara davuon inun lefroa chovas avian v'shove beinot l'shtem karka beinot alech l'karka v'alech k'sofin. It's a fundamental svara, definitive svara, that there's a halacha that both yorshim have to pay equally the chov of the father, whether they yarshin both karka, one yarshin karka, one yarshin k'sofin, and therefore hilkach tala harif sak. Hechra ben elu shtei asvaras b'hi piska de beis kor de pasik helchasa d'amar batru machokas. So, what the Rush means as far as why we ignore the svara of Hachi Shakli in the face of al shneim lefroa, I don't really know for sure. Those are the tight words of the Rush. The Rush saying that what's the answer to the Rif? How come the Rif ignores the svara of Hachi Shakli? At the time that the brother has accepted the I'm not. You don't have. You can't. I don't have to pay you because I took something for a reason. Says the Rush, because we say I'll stand with Frau Chovas Avia. I don't know. What, I mean, so what? So good. Anybody want the Maisa lot? I mean, maybe Lachi Shakli. I don't have to pay you back. I mean, why is that svara so compelling, such a strong svara, that it stands in the face of a svara of Lahachi Shakli? I don't know. But what the Rush seems to be saying is that even if it's not technically Yarsha, because B'daraisa and Breira, really what are they? B'kuchas. But in one regard, they're like Yarsha. It's interesting. It's sort of like a hybrid. In one regard, they're like Yarsha. Really, but they're Isa and Breira. But even in the face of Lukuchos Hain, there is an aspect here that we say, Al Shneim Lefno Chovas Avim. That's not the way the Sugya comes out according to Rashi, right? According to Rashi, what did we see? That the idea of Al Shneim Lefno Rashi also says Al Shneim Lefno Chovas Avim. Rashi, the Rashbam. But that depends on what? That depends on if you're here as a Yoresh, then as a Yoresh, you're mechuyev to pay the chov of the father. If we view them as lukuchos, so now that which I have right now is betores lukeach, no longer does that hold. And the Rush wants to work that even within the tzad of lukuchos, because we hold after all that ein breira, so therefore the Rush works out that it could still be true, gotta be one detail that they'll consider like Yoreshim. That's what comes out of this Rush. The Russian Baba Basra seems to say, it doesn't seem to square with the Rush over here, he goes in a different direction. And this is L'chora based on what we also have in Tosfos in Gittin Memches. The problem is, again, the problem is on the one hand, how do we hold Babreira, and how do we hold over here, like Rav, a Batla Machlokas? The Tosfos in Memches and Gittin brings the problem. Kaimelam b'deraisa em breira from Beit Salamit Ches, and also the Gemara in Kiddushin Membeis, Achen Shechol Kilkuchos, and other places that are mashba that em breira. And yet, we paskin like Rav in Bava Basa Kovzai, Batra Machokes, the Tosef says, the Hade paskinan, the Perik Beis Kur, Kerav the Oma Batra Machokes, is Lashon of Tosfos. Lav mishum the yarshin havi, el mishum the havi kilkuchos beachrayis. The yarshin the kamarav lav yarshin mamish ela kloma ki yarshin. Okay, so you understand why? See, this is the mirror image of the Rush by us. The Rush in here, Baba Kama, is saying that they like yarshin in terms of the fact that the chiyah b'froch chavas avia. Tosfos is saying here that the ki yarshim that they're kuchos be'achrayis. Now, which lashon is lav dafka? The shita of yarshim or the shita of kuchos? Which lashon is ki what? What? So what? So Tosfos in Gittin is saying, and we'll see now in Russian Baba Basra, he's saying the yarshim is ki yarshim. It really means kuchos be'achrayis. And what is the Rosh saying by us? Kuchos, really, they like yarshim regarding one halacha that they have with rochavas aviyim. I think there's a common idea here, but they're saying it in very different ways. Let's go get the Rosh in Baba Basra. I don't have it, but I'll read it to you. The Rosh in Baba Basra is more ma'irich, but it's al derech the Tosfos in Gittin. Okay, so he starts off, Rav Ambatel Machokes, and so on, Rav Shmuel Ravasi. Then he brings the Hilchisa, the Gemara says, Hilchisa Batel Machokes. So he says, Pirish Reshba, Mihokas Shaminan, the Achen Shechoku, Kiyarshin Havi, Velo Kilkuchos. So it comes out, you hear Batel Machokes, we hold Kiyarshin Havi. No, if that's true, so what does that mean for Breira? So initially, Rabbeinu Tam thought, V'chein hay Rabbeinu Tam ragil ifsok, diyesh breira. Why? Mid the paskinan hacha, halacha kirab dama yarshin havi. That's what initially he thought. Then he has other gemaras that he brings. Then he has to deal with the sugi and beitza, that the rabbanan yesh breira b'deraisa ain breira. And there we say, halacha traboshia, that makes that chiluk. So he says, "Lamishum dalacha kemoso b'hadama deraisa em breira b'deraisa nami yesh breira." It's just the one prat b'may the pog of Yochanan the pasa kavase derban yesh breira. So really, it comes out b'deraisa. That's originally Rabbeinu Tam's position, because since all these gemaras indicate halacha kerav batla machokes, so we have to hold yesh. It means yarshim havi means yarshim in every way, breira, and what falls from that is a yesh breira. That was what he originally said. Continues the Rosh, v'shuv chazav Rabbeinu Tam. This is now going to square with the Tosfos Gittin Memches. Chazabor Rabbeinu Tam, who pasak the b'doraisa ein breira, based on the sugi Beit Salamet Ches. The mashba the pasak ugam b'kirav u'shaya. That the pasak there is in every way that b'doraisa ein breira or b'drabban yesh breira. And then he brings the Gemara in Beis and Kiddushin, ha'achin shechok u'kuchosein. Rav Nachman said that. Halacha k'rav Nachman d'dini. And he brings another Gemara that Tosfos brings from Hamoches Abayis, Mocha Ben Yafa Mocha, Amadu Kuchosein. Oh, comes the key words of the Rush. V'ha de paskinan hacha, the Batka Machokas. So now the Rush is focusing on Batka Machokas. Really, we say, we hold Ein Breira. But now we hold Batka Machokas Kiyarshin Havi, right? So what does that mean? Ha de paskinan hacha, the batel machlokes lav mishum di yarshin havi ela mishum de lahach nilsa ki yarshim havi. In what way are they like yarshim? De mashvinan lahu kil kuchos beachrayis. Okay, can you see what this is not the Rashbayas? The Rashbayas is saying they're like yarshim lefrocha v'saviyan. It's a different word. He's saying that they're like yarshim, that we view them as a kuchos beachrayis. Shem yitfu mimeno sheyachzav v'yachlok. See, this is the big problem. What is Rav hold? But machlokes. So what are we assuming the whole time in the sugya? The whole sugya is playing out that what? That according to Rav, he has no choice but to pay karka back. And the Rosh is saying, it could be that Rav's but machlokes with kiyarshim, which really is a way of saying gukuchos biachrais. So it could be he can even give damin. Could be. He suggests such a possibility. And another case. But he says it as a matzino lemeima. So first of all, I don't understand. A matzino lemeima? If it's kuchos be'achrayis, so of course he should be able to misal b'damim. Like, what's the shayla? The rest is, oh, could be. And Tosus didn't even say that. So Tosus Lechora would hold he can't be misalg b'dam. What's the pshat? So here I want to say maybe a svar that we began to say it not quite as directly, but I think this is very, very yisoidistic in the sugya. We're going to say right now, again, it's helping for what Tosus and Gittin is saying and what the Rosh is saying. Again, that what they're trying to do is because we generally hold Ein Breira, so they don't want to learn Rav's sheet that Bat Machok is straightforward, slam dunk, yesh Breira. We hold Ein Breira. We pass kil. So what does it mean? Yarshim dami means kil kuchos beachrayis. And yet, it would seem that pashtus that he can't be misalik bedami. And the Rosh maybe could be misalik bedami. Like, what's going on here? And why does he use the word yarshim? Like, what does it mean? He says yarshim damu ki yarshim. Good. But he means kuchos beachrayis. So what are we doing here? What are we saying? It's kuchos beachrayis, but he's using a lashon yarshim. Batra machokes. Okay, he uses a lashon, but like, what's the pshat? Yeah.
We're saying according to
Tosfos and Gittin
that you cannot be
misalik. Pashtus Tosfos doesn't say it as far as the Rosh, and even the Rosh only says it as a suggestion. He doesn't say it definitively. What I'm wondering is, so what's the pshat exactly? If it's l'kuchas b'achrayis literally, then it should be pashtus. You couldn't misalik b'damin. The Rosh only says it matzino l'meimar, and Tosfos pashtus holds he can't.
That's different than
our Tosfos. Well, Masha, what does Ravasi hold? Ravasi is misupik, right? So go to the first derech of Rashi. So he argues on Rav in that regard, right? He holds that he can misalg b'damin b'zuzi, but Rav holds he can't. And suddenly they're putting into Rav's sheet of Yarshim, the ki Yarshim, it's l'kuchos b'achrayis. What could this mean? And what we're going to say here, I think, could be a little bit helpful for the Rosh in Bava Kama as well, even though he's saying it in a different way. He's viewing it as their Yorishim with Gabi Lefrocha v'Saviyam. That was the way the Rosh puts it over here. The Rosh in Bava Basra, which is consistent with Tosfos and Gittin Memches, is saying that the Shita of Rav, of Yorishim, Ki Yorishim, means that it's L'kuchos b'achrayis. But use the Rosh in Yorishim. But it's like Yorishim. What could that mean, this idea of... The reason they're doing it, again, is because they don't want to pin Rav down completely with the Shita that is Shaloka Halacha. If we hold like Rav here, then we have to follow suit and hold yesh Breira. So Rabbeinu Tam originally thought that way. But then at the end he was Choser because of the other evidences that ain't Breira. So now we want to reinterpret Rav's Shita, that even though he says Yorshin Dami, and the Gemara says yesh Breira, but it really doesn't mean exactly that. It means Kilkuchas Be'achvai. So what could that be? Yamin and Eta, yeah.
If one holds Yorshin, does that mean he has to hold yesh Breira? Rashi mentioned it, but Rashi didn't mention anything
about Breira. Well, the Gemara for sure the Gemara later in Hamarubah links the Shita of Lekucho saying, Achin Shem Lekucho saying with Ein Breira. That's the first Gemara in Samach Tes later. You have to check all different Gemaras, but there are definitely indications in the Gemara that this Machokas has to do with Breira. For sure, the Gemara in this direction, that's the Gemara later here in Samach Tes on the base. The Gemara says, I v'harav Yochanan l'aslei breira. The Amar Rabasi Amar Yochanan hachin shechokul kuchosein. That's in the first and second test of the day. That l'kuchosein means ein breira. machlal that the sita of Yorshin is yesh bera. Okay, well, what, you know? But again, but the Rishonim say we hold like Rav. So the Rush in the Basra and the Tosas again Memches is saying that Rav's Yorshin is ki Yorshin. But really, it doesn't have to lock us in completely to the shita of yesh bera. But it means ki Yorshin because it's lekuchos be'achrayis. So what could that mean? And moreover, then why is it like pastors that you can't give him money? Kuchos be'achrayis, you can give money. And the Rush says, oh, maybe, yeah, maybe you could. Maybe you could, and maybe you can't. Yeah, Eitan?
The Gemara says it, as the Rav just says it, as
the Gemara tells about the Machokas.
So why is
everyone
trying to fit in with Rav?
Why can't you call him Machokas? Like who? Who said about the Machokas? Shmuel said Viter. Shmuel said Viter. Rav said about the Machokas. But the Gemara is passing by Machokas, not for the reason that Rav said it. The Rav uses the Lash about the Machokas. The Hilchus about the Machokas. You think the Gemara is passing like Rav, not for the reason of Rav? That's hard to say.
That's just a joke. I'm just trying to fit Rav in.
Okay, so we're trying to do it right now. Let's see what we can do. I think we can try. I mean, but I think it has to be like this, something along these lines. I mean, again, we can always fine tune it, but I think the basic mahalach has to be, we touched on it yesterday a little bit, that we talk about lekuchos saying, right? Typically, by a mekach, you have somebody who's a mocher, receives money from the lokeach, gives money, he purchases a field. Right? What kind of a mekach is this? To the extent that it's not, we don't hold mamish yesh beir in every way, right? So we can't imagine immediately that when there's a Yerusha, and one brother takes one part of the land, and the other one takes the other part. You can't assume that that is mamish, what was destined mishav rishona, that we don't know the brera. So therefore, we need to come on to some idea of a transaction. That which Reuven gets this chelek and Shimon gets this chelek, the two brothers, has to be viewed in some way as there was a mekach. What was the nature of this mekach? We're trading. I'm taking this part, you're taking that part. Without that, it wouldn't be, you couldn't assume that what I'm getting is my part and that maybe it's the other way around, maybe. We can't definitively say. So through the mechanism of a mekach, that we viewed as if they're lekuchos, so now we can say that I have it because I bought it. It's like we transacted between us. What did I buy and what did you sell? We, before anything took place, we're Yorshim and everything. Right? It's not even like I have it yet, but well, you're a shimitzah. So what's happening in the mekach is that you're getting one half and you're getting the other half, but it's, so what I've, get, how did I get my half that I'm letting you take the other half? It was right before anything, I have a right to everything and you're right to everything in some way, and whatever that means in terms of what or say that way, or maybe I have a right in that half, you have a right in that half. But through this mechanism of the mekach, so I've acquired one distinct chelek because you've given that to me. What have you given me? You've given me that you're not going to have this. You're giving up your schus yerusha on that. So you're giving me the what you would potentially have in that karka, that schus you have, that now should be my mekach, mine. And I've given you whatever schus I have in the other half, that should be just yours. So the acquisition of this transaction is really a mechanism of karka, not of money. And it's not as if I even gave you the karka because I didn't get it yet. It's a schus I have to have to get it. But it's like I'm giving you up my schus that I would have in that distinct part, that should be now yours. And that's the mecca. And I've given, the other brother has given up what schus Yerusha he has in the other part, and that makes it that it becomes the other brothers. That's the mekach. So the nature of the mekach is unlike what we normally imagine. And this is why the Rishon can use the term of ki yarshin dami, for Rav, even as he holds the kuchos v'achrayis. Because what it means is that the mekach, the kuchos here, is to be able to get the chelk of the Yerusha as distinctly mine. Because Breyer wouldn't do it for me. So there has to be a mechanism of mekach that allows each one to be zoche in their part. So now we ask the question, so why would Rav hold that you can't be Mesal Bezuzi? And why does the Rush only suggest that maybe you could, but it's not so simple that you could? I think the answer is Pashut. I mean, it goes back to the question, what Achrayus means. We're saying, Kuchas be'Achrayus. What is Achrayus? So we had the famous Shaila that we discussed. Let's go back to it. Does Achrayus mean that I have to reimburse you what you lost at the time that it was taken? Or do I have to give you back what you paid? So the Ksos, writes Medayik from the Tosus earlier on the Amud, right? The way he went to Tosus, we thought it wasn't 100% a Raya because of the Cheshbonus that we had at the time. But the Raya that the Ksos had was that the Achrayus means whatever you paid, you get back. Not the value at the time that it was collected, but whatever you paid at the time. No, Maisef, let's just assume right now that that's what Achrayus is. So what is it that the brother, after the Bachov comes and takes away one brother's portion, what is it that the second brother should have to give back? Money or karka? Karka. Because that's the mekach. That's how you got that karka. That's what you paid with. So now he has to get that karka. And that's what Achrayus means. Okay, so the Rosh says, maybe I could give money as well in lieu of karka, but the ikar chiyuv is karka. Because we can call it ki yarshim because the mekach has to do with differentiating the parts of the karka in terms of chilka yirush. That's why we call it ki yarshim. It's not just a language, the alma. It's because the mekach has to do with the division of the land. But since Breira would not be enough to assume that you have one half and you have the other half, there has to be some mechanism that allows you to be zocher in that half. That's the kuchos dami. But the mekach is transacted through each one giving the other one schus and giving up his own schus. But therefore, that transaction is happening in karka, not in kesef. And therefore, the achrayus would naturally be defined according to Rav in terms of karka. This is correct. We can understand well the answer, maybe answer one of the other kashas we had in the sugya. Within the second lashon of Rashi, that Ravasi suffik is not a suffik at all. It means and. Revia bekarka and revia bemos. So how did Rashi explain? Revia bekarka and revia bemos, because his suffik is kiyorshim dami or kilkuchos diachrayis dami. That was the way Rashi learned the sugya. Kiyorshim dami means that he has to pay with what? With karka. And kiyukuchos b'achrayis dami means he has to pay with damim. Well, he can pay with damim. So ask the Tovid Tavid Otam, k'saf maharein k'karka. He's paying part with k'saf, part with karka. What's the lesson? K'saf maharein k'karka. Sounds like the eager payment is karka. And k'safim is also karka. It means I could pay a quarter k'safim just like a quarter karka. I could say that the way around too. I can pay a quarter karka just like a quarter ksafim. Why are you focusing on karka as the ikar and saying I can also, and the other quarter can be ksafim like karka? Sounds like even the second quarter. And why are you paying the second quarter? Kilkuchos v'achrayis. So why would Ravasi formulate that halacha? Again, he's misupi, if kiyorshin dami, which case he has to pay karka. And now he pays another quarter, kilkuchos v'achrayis. So why ksafim karka? One after the other. Because even the kuchos de'achrayis smacks of what kind of achrayis? For what? What was the mekach? What did you pay? Not money. You pay the mekach was with the karka. So you could argue that there's a basis to pay with karka as well. So he says, no, the second quarter, ksafim, is just like karka. If you could pay the second one with ksafim, just like with karka, but karka is ikar. And we saw this as well in the Tosus yesterday, when Tosus had a shaila. Maybe he didn't like Rashi's first pshat because he says maybe we should say that the suffix of Ravasi would be what? Not Yorshim at all. Maybe what? Ikil kuchas b'achrayis or kuchas duol b'achrayis. According to Kash of Tosus, so what would words of Ravasi mean? Ksaf ma'arein kekarka. I mean, I'm sorry. Back to the lesson of Revia b'karka, Revia b'mos. So what would that mean? He has to pay either a via bekarka or a via bemos. What is he paying? Because it's kilkuchas b'achrayis. Shelo b'achrayis he owes nothing. But kuchas b'achrayis he owes. So he could pay either bekarka or bemos. What do you mean either bekarka or bemos? So kuchas b'achrayis, he should have to pay money? not true, because it's not about a mekach with money. It's the karka, but it can also be a bimos. So it also works out. So that's the main part I wanted to maybe take out of the sugya in a certain way, without getting too involved with all the intricacies of everything. L'chora, this is what I think comes out of the Rush in Bava Basra, based on Tosis and Memches, that according to Rav, the ki yarshim dami really means the kuchas b'achrayis, and yet the lashon of yarshim is relevant, and the pashtus of Rav is it can't be misal bezuzi, and the question is why? The answer is because be'etzem it's really a transaction, but transaction within the context of Yerusha, not a transaction like I'm buying a new mekach. It's just that the Breira wouldn't be able to definitively give you your share, therefore the Mekach allows you to get your share as the Rusha. So it is Kiyarshin Dami. I would just venture to say that perhaps even the Rush by us, in a different way, is also not so far off in the Svar. What did the Rush say by us? That he said, Bidas HaRif, that the Rif can make a comparison between the two parts of the Gemara, but he says that really the really Lukuchos in every other way, and we hold in Breira. What does it mean, Yarshim Dami? In one respect, Ki Yarshim. That even if they're really Lukuchos, but they still have an obligation, both of them, with Frochol HaSadiyah. Again, and that Svara is so compelling, it even works in the face of that Svara of Lahachi Shakli. I don't know why, but that's what the Rush says. That's the reason for the Rif. So what does it mean? They're really Lukuchos, but even if they're Lukuchos, they still both have... What do you mean, they're Lukuchos? So, finished. The way the Rashi wants to come off, the Lukuchos, then it's not the Shneim with Roa. The Rashi says the Rif holds otherwise. That even the why? Because even the Lukuchos of this Sugya is not Stam Lukuchos, where there's no Shaychas to Yerusha. The framework for the Mekach of Lukuchos is the framework of Yerusha. Therefore, the Rashi can say that even though they're Lukuchos in every other respect, but the Maisa, there's still an obligation to pay the Chov, and therefore you can give back the Just, we have mamish 5 minutes, just one or two kashis, which we won't answer, but just give you, again, a feeling for the sugya and what's brought in here. There's a piece in the Steitwerk, in your own time, you can decide to look at it, in the Kilas Yaakov. He has two kashis, and he's mefalpa with this. So one of them he brings to the Hagos Ben Aryeh, the Rosh Salanter's father, also in the back of the Gemara, as follows. There's the Inyan of Ein Breira, right? So what would that mean in our context? Ein Breira. So what would be therefore if Ein Breira? So what do you say? So the way that Rashi comes out, he quotes from Rashi in the Mzayin Gittin, we're talking about Shutfin, right? There's a Chalukah, there's a Shutfin, and so on. So every Chita, every kernel has in it half one, half the other. Each Shutfin has a Chelek in every aspect of this field. Every part of the field. That's how Rashi and Breira would say no, that the Yerusha, let's say Yerusha actually, yes, so the Yerusha, the Shutfin, either way. The other way to learn Tosis Pshat is that how do you know that this Chelek is really his and this Chelek is his? Maybe the other way around. Reuven took the Yerusha, let's say, one Chelek and Shimon the other. So not for the din of Breira, I wouldn't say that Reuven's getting the Chelek that was meant to be his from the first point. Maybe Shimon's chet was right for Reuven, and Reuven's chet was right for Shimon. So according to Rashi, it's within every parcel, there's both have equal stake. According to Tosus, it means that Hechatesa, that you got it right, maybe you got it wrong. So he asked the Kasha, both in Rashi and Tosus, the following Kasha. According to Tosus, that without Breira, you would have said that maybe they swapped it wrong. Maybe Reuven's chelek is really Shimon's and Shimon's is Reuven's. So it could also be that they got it right. It comes out that Shmuel's shita of Kulkuchos Dami, what does Shmuel say? That if the Balchov takes Reuven's karka, so now Reuven can't come and take back half of what was taken from Shimon because Viter, because Kulkuchos Shelo Bachrayis Dami. So what does Shimon have over Reuven? Zero. What do you mean? Maybe it was the right share that Shimon got. Shmuel holds Ein Breira. Okay? So you don't know. Maybe Shimon's share was really Reuven's. But maybe Shimon's share was really Shimon's, according to Tosfos, right? So it's really a Safek Lukucho, Safek Yoshe. So then, even according to Shmuel, why Viter? That's only if the Lukuchos, then you can say Shmuel Bach Reis. But maybe they're really Yoshe. maybe really they got the right share. If they got the right share, then they have right to get back from you half of what was taken. Maybe it really wasn't the right share. So I should at least get a revir. That's the Ben Aryeh's kasha. Maybe each one got the right share, and therefore Lukucho saying the sheet of Lukucho saying should really, because the embrera is like suffik Lukucho suffik Yarshim. Maybe it was not the wrong swap. Maybe they got it right. And Shmuel definitively says Lukucho saying, and he has no claim on the other brother. But even if they would embrera, it should be suffik Lukucho suffik Yarshim, because maybe I got the right share. That's one kasha. Wait a second. That's one kasha. Okay, so there's what to say on that. And then he has another kasha in Rashi. Shita's Rashi is the ein lecha kochita she ein shneim shutfin bo. That's how the Rambam is mashmal the chastumas as well. Each one has stake in everything. So comes out that we say ein breira l'manda mekuchos saying it's only in half of the chelek of each one the lekuchos. So why does Moshe viter? He has nothing in half the mamish yorshim. The mamish yorshim. According to Tosas, the kasha is it could be that I'm a yorish. So misafik I should get. So maybe I should get a revia because misafik. You're going to say muchzik. That's going to be your answer. We have the first kasha. That's how he wants to go with that. Possibly muchzik. Okay. Again, here are the two kashas. Bein letosis, bein lerashi. If you hold in breira, what is the status of the situation of a yerusha? So Rashi says, without the din of breira, everyone has a stake in everything. According to Tosus, it means that whatever division we made, it could be we got it right, it could be we got it wrong. It could be it meant to be the other way. So his kasha is, according to Tosus, we could have gotten it wrong, could have gotten it right. The man da Amar says, Ein Breira here, Shmuel, is a kuchosen. Kuchosen means it's for sure a kuchos sounds like. And therefore, it's v'shul bach rais, so he can't come back and get anything back. What do you mean? Maybe Yorshim. Maybe Yorshim. So according to Shmuel, let's just finish up. Two sentences. One sentence. So according... According to Shmuel, good. According to Shmuel, it should taka be possibly Yorshim. Maybe he should be able to get back l'chol apachas revia. According to Rashi, the kasha is that if there's mamish a stake in every single chita, so then l'mais according to Shmuel, he should still get a revia either way. These are the two kashas to think about. Okay.